Paragraph base. V'zeh b'chinas kedushas b'choyrim. Based on this chapter in Likud Moharan, we're going to understand the holiness of the birthright and the firstborn. Ki ikar hizgalus harotzoin hoya b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the greatest display of rotzoin was when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim. Hashem made it very clear to everybody that there was no nature. Things were not going on in any natural way whatsoever. Nature was put somewhere up in the attic. Everything here was Hashem at the controls. Kikol, that was the tremendous revelation that everything was only Rotzayin Hashem. Kikol hayomim toivim shemegalim es harotzayin, kulam heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Because all the major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which are hizgalus harotzayin, are all focusing on remembering leaving Egypt, right? Pesach is when we left Egypt. Shavuos is when right after we came out of Egypt. The first major milestone was Shavuos, Matan Torah, and Sukkos was also when we came out of Egypt while we were in the desert. We had these Sukkos. We had these physical Sukkos, or we had the Anan HaKavod traveling with us every step of the way. So we see that all three holidays are Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Ki Oz B'Shas Litzias Mitzrayim. Because when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem performed awesome miracles. And the grand finale that took us out of Egypt, the thunderbolt, the battering ram that took us out of Mitzrayim, was Makas Bechoyrois. When Hashem wiped out all the firstborn of the Egyptians, and none of the Jewish firstborn were harmed in any way. Ki paroi hichbid es liboi, because paroi had hardened his heart, he had toughened himself up. V'lo yirotzu l'shalech Yisrael b'chol oisus neroa shosimoi, b'makas harishonos. And he refused to allow the Jews to leave after all of those miracles that Hashem had performed in those earlier plagues. Ad shehevi olov makas b'choyrois, until Hashem gave him the final blow. V'chol zeh, Machmas his gabrus hachayos roisanam. Where did Paroi get this stubbornness to say no? Where did he get it from? Those chayos rois, those wild animals. Shein bechinas chachmei hateva. These are the naturalists, the scientists, the magicians. Shekoifrim barotzain, who deny in Hashem. They deny Hashem. They deny that Hashem is controlling every single thing. They think they can control it. They think they can affect rain. They know when it's going to rain. They know it's not Hashem. It's not Hashem. What do you mean? It's an all natural phenomenon. You simply have to study the winds and the direction. It's all natural. It's all on autopilot. Vafilu kisheroyin nes v'ois nifla v'noira. And even when they see, they witness a tremendous, awesome, wondrous miracle, they dig, they try to analyze it in order to be able to deny it. Bible critics, they try to deny the whole concept of miracle, etc. And these were the magicians in Egypt at that time, Paro's advisors. They were very knowledgeable. They were very, very smart people. In a negative way, kikol yisoidos hachochma shel hamechakrim kulam nimshochem mechochmas bnei kedem, because all the knowledge of the philosophers, the Greek philosophers and the Romans, all the philosophers and the scientists who came afterwards, Rav Nosson Zal says, all of them originate mechochmas bnei kedem. All of them originate and are based on the knowledge of the earlier generations. The Egyptians, Shemishom Hoyu Chochmas Chartumei Mitzrayim. That's where the magicians of Egypt got their knowledge from the Bnei Kedem, from the people during the time of Noach, the angels who came down at that time. They were building a tower to heaven, all kinds of stuff. They had all kinds of knowledge. They weren't ape men. They weren't prehistoric creatures. They were very, very smart. רק שאוז היו יודעים גם חוכמס הכישוף ושמוס התומה. However, in those days, in the time of Egypt, besides science, which they knew, besides astrology, which they knew, and astronomy, they also knew magic. They knew how to perform actual, override nature with magic and using names of Tumah, misusing names of Hashem and names of angels, harmful angels, in order to do all kinds of destruction. The Achshav, whereas nowadays, the later generations, the Greek philosophers and them, Nishkach Chochmazois, the knowledge of magic and the occult, as we call it, was forgotten and lost. V'loy nishar kiyim chochmas hateva shel hamechakrim, and all that remains is the science and the philosophy, sheyorshu hayesoidei shelahem mechochmas b'nei kedem, where they got their origins and their foundations from the earlier generations. Ve'elu hachachomim lohora b'chinas chartumei mitzrayim hizgabru b'chol pam b'chochmosom hora lehakchish ha'oisois noiroes she'osa Moshe b'makasoris shoinois. These wise men of Egypt at that time, these magicians, used their evil knowledge to deny, to play down the awesome miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu was performing. Look at this, he turned all the water of Egypt into blood. Big deal, I can do it also. No, that's nothing to do with Hashem, nothing to do with religion. Look, I can do it also. In order to deny the great miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. Ki heim bechinas chayois rois kanal. Because they are these chayois rois that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in the Kutimran, shemizgabrim tomid lichboir barotzoin, who are always trying their best to deny the rotzoin of Hashem, to deny that Hashem is in control of everything and everything that's happening is the will of Hashem. Look! I can do it also, and Hashem isn't helping me, so it's got nothing to do with Hashem, chas v'shom. Ulahagbir chochmas hateva chas v'shom. They're trying to teach the world, to teach the world to impose the knowledge of science and secular wisdoms on the world, that people shouldn't, nothing to do with faith and religion. And this is what ended up hardening Paroi's heart. Umayin l'shalach esom, and he refused to allow the Jews to leave. Ad shehevi olav Hashem makas b'choyrois, until Hashem said, "Enough clowning around. Now we're going to take off the gloves. Now we're going to give him a real gift, a final gift. Makas b'choyrois. Va'oz chuchrach lohoidois al hoemes, and that's when Paroi was forced to admit the truth. That Hashem is running the world according to His will. The Shilach es Israel, and Paroi released the Jews. Ki bechoyer hu bechinas reishis, because the bechoyer, the firstborn, is reishis. Reishis means first. Bechinas das. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in another place, there's a pasuk in Mishle where it says Yiras Hashem. Reishis das. So we see that das is referred to as reishis. V'al kei nikroim Yisrael b'choirim, and this is why the Jewish people are called b'choir. Kamei shekosu b'ni b'choir Yisrael, as the pasuk says, my child, the Jewish nation, my b'choir, my firstborn. Ki kol Yisrael klulim b'moshe, because all of Klal Yisrael is included in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu hadas kiyadua. Moshe Rabbeinu is das, as the Zohar Kodesh and all the Sifrei Kabbalah emphasized to us. The pasuk says, "Ato horeso lo das ki Hashem olakim." Moshe Rabbeinu is das. How do we see that all of Klal Yisrael is included in Moshe Rabbeinu? There are many proofs to this. Rashi brings it in Chumash several times that there are a few places in the Torah where it says Moshe v'Yisrael, Moshe and the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, from here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is considered exactly like the entire Jewish nation. In addition, Rav Rosenfeld of Hanover once taught us that Moshe Rabbeinu's name, we know Mem is 40, Shin is 300, 40 times 300 is 12,000, He is 5, is 60,000. And the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. 60,000 times 10 is 600,000. And there are many, many other proofs to this, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a composite of all 600,000 neshamos. V'alkein nikru Yisrael shebois ador dor deya. And this is why the Jewish people of the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Gemara refers to them, it calls them the dor deya, the generation of das. Hainu sheYisrael heim bechinas bechor bechinas das. The Jewish people are the bechor of Hashem. We are the das. Sheheim yecholim lekasher kol haritzoinos l'shoresh haritzoin. And therefore, we have the ability to connect all the different ritzoinos in this world, to connect it to Hashem, who is the shoresh haritzoin, lebechinas meitzach haritzoin. Shaydeze nichnoim hachayos rois. That's what brings about the downfall of those wild animals, those chachmei hateva, hakoifrim barotzayin, who deny Hashem. They deny the rotzayin. Ukemavor leil, as we explained earlier, shal yidei chachma v'das digdusha mekashrin kol haritzayinois l'shoyresh harotzayin. That through chachma and das, that gives us the ability to take all the ritzoinos in this world, all the different desires that people have and everything, and to connect it to the source of rotzoin, which is meitzach rotzoin. Shaydezeh nechnoim achayis rois. And that brings about the defeat of those people who deny Hashem. V'alkein hoyo ikar yitzias mitzrayim ayidei makas b'chayrois. And this is why the grand finale, the thing that led to the Jews actually leaving Egypt, was Makas Bechoros, ki oz hechnia vehipil bechor de sitra achra. Because that's when Hashem weakened and defeated the bechor of the sitra achra, which is the das of the sitra achra, the secular wisdoms, the wisdoms that deny Hashem, the type of philosophical and scientific thinking that denies Hashem, chas v'shalom. Das v'chochma shel achayis rois, chach me'ateva. Hashem brought about the downfall of the bechor of the sitra achra, the das of the sitra achra, v'higbir v'chizek, das v'chochma shel akdusha. And Hashem strengthened and elevated the das and chochma of holiness, shu b'chinas bechor Yisroel, which is the Jewish firstborn. Ki bechor b'chinas das, kanal, because as we saw earlier, bechor is racious and racious is das. V'alkein hishtadel ma'oid Yaakov Avinu likach ha'bechor me'esav. This will also explain why Yaakov Avinu was so particular and made sure to acquire the bechorah from Esav, to acquire the birthright from Esav. Ki Esav hu chazir hayar. Because the Torah refers to Esav as a wild boar, like a wild pig. Chazir hayar. Bechinas chayas koneh. A wild animal that roams around in the swamps, in the reeds, among the reeds. Bechinas chayis rois, kanal, that's these chayis rois that Rabbeinu Zal refers to over there in the Kutimran. Sheheim chachmei hateva. These are these secularists who deny Hashem. The scientists and philosophers who don't believe in Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'alkein lokach mimenu abchoira. And this is why Yaakov Avinu took the bechoira from Esav, in order to weaken and bring about the downfall of the Chochmos of Esav, shelo yinak mibchinas bechor, so that Esav should not be connected to bechor. What is bechor? Shehu hadas digdusha. Bechor is das. Rak loka bechor liatzmoi, but rather Yaakov Avinu took the bechor to himself, lizkois bo lezaroi. To acquire it, not only for himself, but for all of his descendants after him. Shehu hadas digdu, sheyu Yisroel nikroim bechorim, so that the Jewish nation should be referred to as the bechor of Hashem. Ki ikar hadas b'shleimus b'chinas bechora shayach li Yisroel. Because the true das, the true perfection of das, the true bechora, is only for the Jewish people. Sheheim b'shleimus daitom, heim mekashrim kol haritzoinois l'shoyresh haritzoin. Because the Jewish people, when their brains are operating fully, correctly, what do they do with their brains? They connect everything to Hashem. They don't use their intellect to disprove Hashem, to deny Hashem. They use their brains to see through everything. To see, this isn't me, this isn't, wow, computers, this guy invented computers, are you nuts in the head? Hashem decided that it was time for this revelation to be brought into the world, and Hashem had it come through this particular, you're going to give him, he knew that a human being could possibly create by himself without Hashem giving him the knowledge, without the right time coming, when Hashem decides to reveal a new invention into the world, a new thing into the world, a human being could never come upon that on his own without Hashem putting it into his mind, without Hashem lining up the circumstances in such a way. Lahavdil, when they tell the story about the Orville and Wilbur Wright, the ones, or not them, I think Thomas Edison, who invented electricity. How did he cut? He saw a lightning bolt, and he saw lightning strike this. And when he saw that, he started trying to figure out what, one second, how does that work? So again, who, how did he see it? Hashem had him see, be there at that moment and to see this event take place, and it registered in his brain, and it started him thinking, and that's how this invention came about. All of these things. So the Yidden, when we have Shleimus Hadas, what do we use the Das for? Not to think that we're Hashem or to deny Hashem, but rather to attach all the Ritzonos, everything going on in this world, to attach it to the Shoresh HaRotzen, which is Hashem. That's how we bring about the downfall of these wild animals. Now Rav Nosson says, but hold on a second, you're switching lanes here on me. One minute you're talking about Egypt, the Chartu, magicians in Egypt, next minute you're talking about Esav. You're telling me what the Jews did with Egypt, or you're telling me what Yaakov did to Esav. Is there any connection? Watch this. Kisar shel Esav, husar shel Mitzrayim, kamuva. Because the Zohar HaKodesh and even the Gemara tells us that the Sar Shel Esav, the angel of Esav, was also the angel of Egypt. I believe it's referring to, if I'm not mistaken here, an angel whose name is Resh Hey Beis. We don't say the name usually if possible. Ra Ha V, you know. And this angel's name appears in a few places in the Torah, in the Gemara, and it mentions that he was the Sar Shel Mitzrayim. It says when the Egyptians were chasing the Jews, when Hashem defeated them, it says, Ves roidfehem hishlachto bimtzoylois. Those who are pursuing the Jews, those who are chasing the Jews, Hashem threw them down into the depths. It's brought that the first letters of roidfehem hishlachto bimtzoylois spells the name of this angel, who at first was the angel of Mitzrayim. If I'm not mistaken, I'm almost sure the Gemara mentions this, that when Egypt was wiped out, they changed his job. They gave him a new hat. At first he was the Sar Shel Mitzrayim, then they made him the Sar Shel Gehenim, this same angel, this rich. So again, then he became the Sar Shel Esav. So we see the connection here. The Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu bringing the downfall of the Chartumei Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu taking away the Bechoira from Esav. The downfall of Mitzrayim was Makas Bechoirois. That was Yaakov versus Esav also. V'alkein lo yotzu mi Mitzrayim at shehevi alei Makas Bechoirois. Now you can understand why the Jews couldn't leave, why they didn't leave until Makas Bechoirois. She'oz nichna v'nofal sar shel Esav, because that's when this angel of Esav, who thought he was the Bechor, he wanted to be the Bechor, was b'chinas Bechor de Sitra Achra. That's when he was toppled. B'chinas das de Sitra Achra, the racious of the Sitra Achra, the das of the Sitra Achra, shel chachmei ateva. V'hizgaber Bechor de Kedusha, and the Bechor of holiness rose up. B'chinas das shel Yisrael. The Jewish people who connect all the Ritzonos in this world to the source. Shehu Bechinas Moshe. This means the Shoresh HaRotzon is also referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenistalik Lashom. Moshe Rabbeinu passed away into Ratzon. And he passed away on Shabbos at Mincha, which is called Ratzon Sheberetzonos. Shoyrish Ratzon, Raiva de Raivin. Ve'oz nichnu achayis rois kanal. And then all of these chayis rois were defeated. Ve'nishma koil hakriya shel haratzon. And the announcement of the holidays, the declaration of Ratzon Hashem was heard. Through all the great miracles that Hashem did at Kriyas Yamsuf, all those great miracles, va'oz huchrach paroi saloemes, and then Paroi was forced to admit the truth, shehakol bertzayin haboyeris barshmoy, that everything in this world is being controlled by Hashem, ulahoytzias Israel, and to release the Jews. The Chayos Rois had no more strength to fight against the booming voice of the miracles that were taking place at the time, miracle after miracle after miracle that were displaying the Rotzen of Hashem. The Chayos Rois had no more strength to oppose it. Why? Machmas shekvar nofal daitom. Because their das, their bechorim, had already been defeated. We said, where do they draw their power from? They draw it from the bechor. They draw it from the meitzach hanochosh, from the bechor of the sitra achra. Like after makas bechoris, when the bechor of the sitra achra was defeated, now these chachmi ateva didn't have a source to draw energy from to try to oppose these miracles, to deny the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to deny the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf. Venizgaber venisala das dikdusha, and the holy das rose up and was elevated. Shehu bechinas bechoyre Yisrael, which is the firstborn of the Jewish people, shenitzoylu venimletu mi bein bechoyre Mitzrayim, who were saved and rescued from among the Egyptian bechoyrim. Shaydeze nizgale. And this revealed to everybody, this broadcasted, She'ikar hadas b'chinas b'chayra, hu rak etzel Yisrael. That the true das, the true birthright, is only by the Jewish people. Ki b'chayra de sitra achra b'chinas b'chayra Mitzrayim, noflu u'mesu kulam. Because the b'chayra de sitra achra, the Egyptian b'chayrim, all fell and died. Va'oz hizgaber das dikdusha, and then the das dikdusha was elevated, which enabled them to connect all the things going on in this world. Every Ratzon. I want to do this. I want to do that. Each person wants something and they do it. Do they make it happen? They were able to connect all of those Ratzonos to the Shoyrish Ratzon. To know that nothing happens because a human being wants it to happen. It happens if Hashem wants it to happen, then what the human being wants can take place. This brought about the downfall of all of these chayis rois, chachmei ateva, v'oz huchrach paroi lohoidois baratzoin. And then Paroi was forced to admit the ratzoin of Hashem. V'oz shilach es b'nei Yisrael. And that's when he released the Jewish people.